Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 2 points here.
Yes.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
These 2 points are first for Dave. So you just came in here, but the first 2 points are for Dave.
Okay.
What is the music theme of the day that I'm asking now at 2:39?
Yeah, and asking after we didn't play a song. That's good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Way to nail it. The theme was coming together. A lot of songs about coming together because we saw the presidents do that today. And frankly, it would be nice if we could see that in Los Angeles with the fires.
Yeah, it would be nice. And then how is it possible that 2 days ago – he used the reference, slapping machine.
Spanking machine.
The spanking machine, excuse me, the spanking machine. And that's not in the open?
It'll make it, don't worry.
I mean,
it's been isolated.
You gotta save this stuff up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I need a whole batch of items, okay?
Yeah. Oh, in other words, stay out of my lane.
I provide a lot of material.
You do? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay.
Now, I know my job here.
So I was indisposed, but then later in the day yesterday, I started looking at the
machine. Why do you do that?
I'm amused. I care about the station.
Come
on. I care about this. I bleed.
Oh my gosh,
I bleed.
Like someone's saying something bad about me at 4:48.
WCC Radio Gold.
That's what I, all day, I'm logging on to the text line. What are people saying?
Yeah, that's it. I don't go out anywhere. I don't talk to anybody. I have to wait for a text to come in. What would our colors be? 651-461-9226. I think we should have a mascot.
All right.
And we should have colors. What would our – Dave Harrigan, this is more in your lane than my lane. In Jason's lane also.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of laneless here. What would our colors be? I mean, I'd like to say
– like this show or the station?
Station. I think red, white, and blue, of course.
That's fair.
We're Americana.
Right now, we've got the banner behind you, a nice solid blue with the yellow lettering.
Time for a refresh. I don't love that.
Yeah, you don't love it? I bet we paid someone $50,000. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
To come up with this.
I just went through a personal branding exercise with an agency that did create colors for me.
What colors do you have now?
One is sand. Another is cherry.
Hold on a second. Sand?
As exciting as sand.
Cherry tomato.
tune in to Jason DeRosa. He's as dynamic
as sand. You're going to love it. Once it's released, you're going to love it.
Sand and cherry?
Sort of like, I don't know. It's like my usual color palette, kind of the earth tones, jewel tones.
Yeah. What colors, when Alyssa sees you and says, and she's had a couple cocktails, obviously, first.
Sure.
She says, you look good. What are the colors she likes in you?
I think this blue, it's sort of a...
That's good.
We're both wearing about the same color.
Yeah.
Here. It's not navy. It's not turquoise. It's whatever's in the middle.
Yeah.
Royal? Royal blue?
Yeah, royal.
Naturally.
Of course.
Naturally. Courtside.
Of course. Courtside. You were there. We'll talk about that. So I'm looking at the text.
Yeah.
Were you ripping Jimmy Carter?
No.
What were you doing? No. You're glad. Would you say you're glad he's dead? I mean, what did I miss?
Well, at his age, I am glad he's dead.
Yes. Okay. Can we get that on the open? Yes.
I think he was ready to move.
I'm
forward,
glad he's dead. Jason DeRosa just said about Jimmy Carter. Wow.
So
who else would you like to see dead, Jason? 651-461-9226.
We're going to rank your top three. Me and Paul Fletcher are going to rank. So when I heard that the stock market was closed and that federal employees had the day off today, I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was surprised that now, of course, I didn't just, I was sitting on the couch and I was surprised and I did a segment. Like, this has been done for every president who passes on or every
former
president.
We honor them. And we come together.
I think we should honor them. I do not see why federal employees and banks.
They're not allowed to honor Jimmy Carter? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you didn't get the day off.
Mm-mm.
The police officers of Minnesota didn't get the day off. The public works people didn't get the day off. Why do the federal employee... It feels like something you would do for a king, not for...
He was the leader of the federal government, in theory, right?
He was.
Yeah.
45 years ago.
Okay, so if it was more current...
I think if it was...
So he's too old. We're going back to Jason's ageism here. I think we've just stumbled upon it.
Is this really what we should be doing, you think?
This is what you shouldn't do as a talk show host. So I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's fair. That's reasonable.
I can see both sides of the argument and say...
I was just surprised.
Because you absolutely can honor Jimmy Carter, can honor the office, honor the institution, honor Barack Obama and Donald Trump yucking it up like they just finished 18 holes.
Yeah.
And by the way, you can do that while you're at work.
That's all.
I wouldn't have found it offensive.
I'm not
if they
bothered
didn't get the
by
day
it.
Off.
So it was, and I set up the segment by saying I was afraid at first to tackle this topic because I knew what people were going to do, and they did.
Some are suggesting you're jealous. That's why you would like.
Even if this, if we all had the day, I mean, should we do that? Should it be a federal holiday,
like a
flash federal holiday? Everybody has the day off now. You know who didn't take the day off today? Parking meter people. They're writing those tickets.
I asked him. I called in. I said, what do you think? And then I saw so many people parked in the meters because I had to come in a little bit later.
What Jimmy Carter would have wanted today.
Well, Jimmy Carter, you know what he would have wanted? He wanted the $6 I paid for parking today. Jimmy wouldn't have wanted me to pay for
that.
Right?
I do think, like, doesn't it feel strange, though? It feels like part of the beauty of this country.
I can't tell that they're off.
Wow. So you're saying federal workers make no impact on this country in any way?
Today, I will not check my mail because I believe we should get the mail 3 or 4 days a week.
Yeah, and you do that as your own personal protest?
No, I just 99% of my mail is junk mail.
Yeah. I check my mail daily.
Whoop. I would rather check the text line 50 times than go get my mail to read junk mail.
You are a very deranged individual.
Well, that's true, but what does that have to do with the fact that I'm right?
I was just trying to give Dave another drop.
Tell me the
I'm
last
just saying use that. Stuff. You know.
When's the last time you really got something interesting in the mail outside of holiday cards?
Well, penthouse letters comes to my house once a month. No, it's in a brown envelope.
I think you write those. You know, wow, Jason, you're turning 50, and boy, you're becoming a crabby old man.
Is this that crabby of a take? I think people are just unbelievably obnoxious. Like, this is a reasonable take. I'm not passionate about it. I'm not mad about it.
You did say earlier you're glad he died. It was about time.
Wasn't he, like, in hospice for 2 years?
Yeah.
Like, I think, come on.
Yeah. Well, I guess from now on, Dave, we'll make it a new segment. Who does Jason think today, January 10th, should be dead?
That's fair.
I have a list.
You know, so tomorrow we're not going to do Canopy. We'll do, who does Jason think should be dead?
I just hope they are very thoroughly insured when the time comes. With my friends.
Yeah,
Canopy Group.
We're giving them a bonus one. You know where Canopy's not going? Southern California.
Oof.
How'd you like to lose your house?
Oh,
first of all, how devastating that would be.
Awful.
How overwhelming. And then you tried for about 2 years to get insurance, and you couldn't get insurance.
Two of our most popular states, California and Florida,
good luck
are both very difficult to get insurance.
Yep.
And I know it's popular to hate on the insurance companies, but I can't blame them. Like,
they have to make a financial decision. It is not – we can – this is even the healthcare debate on where a lot of people think it should be just a given. Are we now going to start saying it should be a given that no matter what, we should all get insurance for everything we want? Like, where does that stop?
Yeah. I mean, it's very difficult. And we do have a habit in this country where some of the most beautiful places to live are also the most prone to natural disasters.
Yeah, you're right.
And we keep moving more and more to the coast where coastlines are eroding. We're moving more and more into hurricane zones.
Mm-hmm.
And
our climate, however you want to say it, and I'm a believer in climate change, but it's changing. And by the way, we see it here all the time. If you want to try to convince me it happens every 200, 300, 400 years, you can go with that. And I know people believe you. I think this is different.
There's a lot of, you know, hurricanes are actually more difficult to conclusively draw a line that climate change is making things more more dramatic or more severe because you have so many things going on. One, we're moving into hurricane zones at rates that we didn't used to move. So that kind of messes with the data.
The fires, though.
The fires, there's a ton of research. It is absolutely conclusive that there are some things that just have always happened, right? California's dry, and the Santa Ana winds exist. And the warmer climate and the changing climate is a massive factor in these storms.
Our
these fires.
Mutual great friend was on with me, Jamie Ukas, in the 1 o'clock hour. She was phenomenal. I encourage people to podcast that at Chad Hartman Show. I have three topics for Jason.
Great.
We'll come back. We'll go through all three of them when we return on WCCO. It's a great song. Self-driving cars don't do snow. Goodyear says the solution is smarter tires. So it's a story in Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
You know, because in theory, we're supposed to be not driving at this point, right?
Right. Well, Goodyear says the solution is better tires, and WCCO Radio says the solution is AM radio.
Yeah, yeah.
We trust Goodyear on this topic?
Well, here's what I don't trust. I'm out on the self, because I've said for a while that I'm not going to be the first to do the self-driving car, but I would do it. Like we had Provis on right after we did it in
Arizona.
Yeah,
the Waymo, right?
Right.
Is that what that's called?
But if they're telling me... Although it never snows anymore, so maybe this is the new winter. But if I got to drive it in January and they're admitting that the tires don't work, that's a problem.
It's not for us. It's not for us here. Alyssa has a newish car that has a cruise control that does essentially drive the car.
Really?
You have to be holding the wheel, but nice. It
takes over.
It takes over. It's pretty impressive.
Speaking of taking over, back-to-back days, we had Lisa Damoth.
Yes.
And Melissa Hortman. I thought both conversations were
very good.
Podcastable.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they both made their cases well. I didn't agree with everything both said, but not supposed to. Damoth, yesterday, I don't know the conservative podcaster, but bravo to the said conservative podcaster, says no matter what the judge says, we're not going to seat Brad Tapke. And I thought a lot of what she said the other day is right, because to me, 67, 66, shockingly, that's more.
Yeah.
They should have it. Now, Hortman came back and said, as long as they agree when we get back to 67, we go to our sharing agreement. That seems fine to me.
I think that's fair.
They can't. Damoth can't say, well, we get control of the whole thing. But Lisa, what are you talking about? You're not going to respect the judge's opinion?
It's outrageous.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Republicans must think they're going to lose this thing, and they probably should.
They're going to lose that one.
They probably should. Not only do I think it's, you know, I believe the best thing for trust in our elections would be to have a new election.
I do.
I agree. I also think it's pretty reasonable to say, like, look, we know who these 20 ballots are. It's not that difficult to figure it out.
They testify.
And all we need are four to say they voted for Tabke.
That's it.
And they've got six.
Yeah,
and
that's it. That's it. You were at Tommyville last night.
Yeah.
Your good friend.
Shenaker Arena.
Is the head coach.
Yes.
Man, right now, and I'm not a Tommy, unlike every other person in this town outside of
right.
Including half my friends. I have to hear about Tommyville all the time. Man, they got it going on in a lot of stuff right now.
And they played South Dakota State is a very good basketball team. And they have three transfers into the program, two from Madison and one from Washington. And so South Dakota State is good. The Jackrabbits were good.
Yeah,
it was really good basketball. It really was.
I had two or three friends.
And the Tommies won.
Who are basketball aficionados. And they said the exact same thing. because they know I'm kind of a snob. I'm not crazy about college ball
right.
or the NBA. And two of them said, you would have thought it was a great game.
It's hustle ball. Like, these guys, what's fun is you look at the Tommies and you're like, physically, like, you guys don't look like you have the size.
Yep.
But the hustle, like, the defense, the fast, quick hands, all that stuff is pretty fun.
When they get that arena, it's going to be hopping.
Oh, I mean, they had 2,000 people, I think, last night.
Yeah.
And the new arena will be 5.
It'll be fine. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Jason will tell you who should be dead at some point, 3 to 6. Your Landis Construction Time Check. It's time for you to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive free installation labor.